someone who is with me once a month and has all kinds of information when she does come by. And I'm talking about Michelle Siegel, who is the commissioner of the Department of Consumer Protection. And she's right here beside me. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
And nice to have you back. You know, I'm starting to get calls about the number of people that work in your Department of Consumer Protection. And a lot of them are saying, you know, how do you do it and how do you get... This one woman said, I've had two wonderful turnouts at the commissioner's place, took care of me just like nothing, and I met so many other people. How big a organization is it? How many people do you have there?
We have just over 200 people. It's around 215 to 220. And yeah, they're all terrific, and people work really hard and really care about helping consumers.
And it just seems that you go, I mean, you have a tremendous following. I mean, that's what I've learned since I've been having you on the air. How does scams work? I mean, now we're into scams and more scams. It's unbelievable. And I would think the reason that it's so busy is because these folks that are crooks can get people to invest. How do you work it? How do you find these people out?
Well, one of them, that we actually just put out a warning to consumers last week on, is a work-from-home scams. And those are really an important...
A what?
Work-from-home scams. So, you know, sometimes they're driving and you'll see on a telephone pole a thing saying... You know, work from home guarantee.
Yes, I've seen that myself.
Right, or you maybe see it on Craigslist, or you'll see maybe it pops up in on your computer. So those are a common scam. We saw a handful of shipping scams all coming up recently. Better Business Bureau, who we partner with a lot, and us worked on this together, looked into it, and put out a warning last week to consumers on that. And so we really want to get that message out that. These work-from-home opportunities, which sound great, like, oh, you just make extra money and you don't really have to do a whole lot. You just sit at home and a check will come in. There's a lot of risk there. And so actually there was three other shipping scams that we looked into with Better Business Bureau over the past few months, and we put out a warning on. And these are really scary kind of things. So the way this scam works is a company hires you to work from home, and what they'll want you to do is they'll either ship you some stuff or maybe they'll have you pick up some packages. Your job is to kind of inspect it, put on a new label, and ship it back out. Unfortunately, one, you're never going to get paid, and two, what you don't know is what's in these packages. So you now may be shipping out stolen goods or some other illegal product.
Wow.
Right, and now when law enforcement is tracing back where these products came from, it's coming back to your address because you're the one now shipping these. So that's a really scary one to look out for. So we're really warning consumers in general, but that's an example, and there's certainly other risks as well.
Boy, I'll tell you, it just seems that people would, but then on the other hand, of course, you are, you know, interested and so on and so forth, and I would imagine they sound pretty good. They're well trained, let's put it that way.
They are, and it certainly sounds appealing, and that's always the catch for any scam, is it's something that sounds really appealing and maybe on first glance may seem logical. So that's why these work-at-home scams are really pretty attractive. Some other things to be cautious about. So obviously the shipping scam has its own challenges, but you want to be cautious. Really, anytime you see a job offer and it doesn't make sense. So for example, the shipping thing, why would they ship something to you to ship to somebody else? What purpose are you serving? So that's a big warning sign. If the job is guaranteed, another red flag for people you want to look into it more. And then a really big thing to keep an eye out for is, do you have to pay money up front? You should never have to pay somebody to have a job, but that's what they'll do. You may have to pay to get training material. You may have to pay to get some sort of initial inventory. And of course, once you send them your money, you're never going to end up getting anything back. So big things to look out for is if just your role and the function of the job doesn't make sense, it's a guaranteed job, that's a little suspicious. And then if you have to pay to have to get this job, another big warning sign.
Talking with my friend Michelle Seagull, she is the commissioner of the Department of Consumer Protection. She's with me once a month. And to tell you the truth, when I first met Michelle and we started to talk, I said, "You know something?" I said, "This is a tremendous department that she runs, and she's on top of it. She knows what she's doing." And I never realized the reaction that I am getting and got right away from people that wanted help and wanted some ideas. One of the things, too, that I wanted to ask you is somebody called me and mention it. Now, when they call you, for example, if somebody is unloading some tar paper, something like that, they're working on a house, and they've finished somewhere, and they just say, they've got a little bit left, and they come over and they say, "Oh, by the way, I've got some things that you can have," and they're getting rid of the product, the tar paper, and found out that it really wasn't very good tar paper. But this is another thing that happens. People go by and stop, and they say, "Oh, we've got something for you today." You get that too?
Yeah, that's certainly a common one, especially as we get into spring. It's similar. There's paving scams come around every year.
Yeah, paving, yep.
And somebody will say, "Oh, I was just doing this paving job. I've got extra on my truck. Let me do your driveway." They'll typically want money up front. And then to the extent they do anything, it may not be a particularly good job, but now you're stuck. You've already paid them, and now your driveway may still need to be paved. So we always caution people, if you need work done on your house, do some research. Find a contractor that you can trust. Get references from friends and family who've had similar work done. Take a look at our website. Make sure the company's registered with us. Look for complaints. Maybe run the company name with the word scam in Google and sort of see what comes up. And really get a feel. You always, before you're giving, people work hard for your money. Before you give it to someone, make sure you know who you're giving it to and what their reputation is. And you can do that, a lot of that online, or you can do a lot of that just by talking to your friends and family and your neighbors and figure out who's a good contractor to use.
You know, when you first meet these folks, you could probably tell right away. But I've heard from some of my listeners, and they are just brokenhearted. This one woman, she was just beside herself because she said she was such a nice person. She said she even had her come into the house and have a cup of coffee with her. It really does, doesn't it? It comes out like that.
Yeah, that's, when we talk about in the abstract, they sound like they're horrible people, so they must come across as horrible. But they're not. Their job is to trick people out of money. So it's going to be somebody who's incredibly charming, incredibly believable, and their entire job is to get people to trust them and give them money. So definitely, people shouldn't be embarrassed about it. Probably 1 in 10 adults fall victim to some sort of scam or another, according to FTC statistics. So you're definitely not alone, and we try to get out there and give people the warning signs. But so sometimes you know everything and you just get sucked in, because these are very kind of they're this is their job. They're very good at tricking people. File something with local law enforcement. Let them know what's going on. So if you've had your identity or some of your money stolen, you'll want to do that. You can also file a complaint with us. To the extent it is a person or business in Connecticut, we can try to do something there. Or if nothing else, like with these shipping scams, get a warning out there and just so more people don't fall for this. And you can really be helping some of your friends and your neighbors by getting a warning out quickly and stopping this. So I'll give you our number so you can let us know if you're seeing things. It is
Now, this is the number that people can reach you.
This is we'll bring you to our complaint center. We have great staff of people there who keep track of this, help you we'll help walk you through the process of filing a complaint. So it depends on what your, you know, the nature of, if you just want to warn us about something, maybe you didn't fall for it, but you just want to get the word out that this is going around. So yeah, we have a dedicated team of people who will answer this line and help you figure something out. So that number is
860-713-6300. Let's do it one more time.
860-713-6300. And also, you can email us as well. So if you just want to let us know about something, or if you want to file a complaint with us, that's at DCP, as in Department of Consumer Protection, so dcp.complaints@ct.gov.
You know, again, I think one of the things that makes your department popular is that you talk with the people and they can get through to you. You know, so many times in this business of radio, we'll hear from customers that'll say, you know, Brad, we called, we never got back to them, they didn't get to us, and so on and so forth. And that was always frustrating to me. So when we do get you know, somebody like you, the commissioner, Department of Consumer Protection, which is a large department, then we know that you're working on it, and that's your reputation. And people know, and you'd be surprised. You would be surprised. At first, I always thought, I said, you know, I wonder how they do. And every time I have you on, I get calls. And now that you're, I call you a regular. But this is not an easy job. It really, really, really isn't. But as you have said, the scam artists are working overtime.
They are, and they're very good. That's their job, is to scam people. So they're definitely good at it.
And again, you're open every Monday through?
Monday through Friday, 8:30 to, I believe, 5 o'clock. But, you know, call the number, send the email. We're great at, like, we get back to people.
Oh, that's for sure. That's what I found out, too. Yeah.
You know, you leave a voicemail because maybe you have a problem and you're working all day and you can't call until 7 o'clock or you can't email. We make a point to get back to people.
Give me that number one more time.
860-713-6300.
That's terrific. That really is. And I'm so glad, Michelle, that you stopped by again, and we will see you next time.
All right. Thank you.
God bless. You bet. I'll be right back, my friend. Stay with us.